Well, God bless you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr. I'm the co-pastor here at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. And we're so thankful for those of you that are a part of our outreach ministry wherever you are on today. I absolutely know that we have a word from the Lord. We have a powerful, powerful word that we're going to be talking on extensively very, very soon. I just wanted to get us started on day. It's found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 10. It simply tells us, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Proverbs 24 and 10, once again, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. In this particular passage of scripture, Proverbs 24 and 10, today I want to tack it from the place of how Jesus actually shows us what to do when adversity comes our way and adversity arrives. Adversity is going to arrive. We don't know where, we don't know when, but we do know that as long as we live, we're going to have to fast. We're going to have to make sure that we are prepared so that we do not faint in that day, because it reveals something when we faint in the day of adversity. Every believer will face a day of adversity. It does not matter who you are, what your perspective is, what your status is. None of that really matters. Every believer, especially every believer, will face a day of adversity. But Jesus shows us that adversity is not the end, but adversity is the doorway to our destiny. Jesus shows us in the scripture, I want to talk on that on today just to get it started. Jesus shows us that adversity, or the time or the day or the season of adversity, is not the end. It is the doorway to destiny. Jesus faced betrayal during his day of adversity or season of adversity. Jesus faced denial, false accusations, injustice, humiliation, torture, and of course the crucifixion. Yet none of these things, none of these moments, none of these circumstances were defeats. They were divine appointments. And I know we don't look at adversity as a divine appointment, but adversity to the believer is a divine appointment. Because when God is in the story, adversity becomes the birthplace of our victory. I said, when God is in the story, adversity becomes the birthplace of our victory. This is why Jesus is the greatest example. When you look at the garden and the adversity, what it does, it reveals what's in us. Adversity reveals, adversity exposes, adversity demonstrates where we can understand what's in us. Before the cross, there was a garden. Before the victory, there was agony. Before the resurrection, there was wrestling. So in Gethsemane, Jesus said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. That's what Jesus said. My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. This was his day of personal adversity. But what did he do? Jesus showed us what to do in the day or the season of our personal adversity. Jesus prayed, Jesus surrendered, Jesus yielded, and Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done. So Jesus taught us a lot in the garden. If we would just examine what Jesus taught us, Jesus taught us that adversity does not come to break us. It comes to reveal what's in us. Adversity doesn't define you, it refines you. Adversity doesn't stop you, it actually strengthens you. Because Jesus shows us that the first victory is not over the enemy, but the first victory when you are facing adversity is over our own will. That's the first victory. This is submission. We must have the power of submission. We need to submit. There are many things that face us and come upon us. All we have to do is get to a place or a posture of submission and receive submission power. When Jesus was facing the trial, adversity could not cancel purpose. Jesus was lied on. He was spat upon. Jesus was slapped. He was mocked. He was judged. He was condemned. But none of it changed Jesus' assignment. It was a part of Jesus' assignment. The trial teaches us people can accuse you, but they cannot alter what God has ordained. So the enemy can attack your reputation, but he cannot touch your calling. The trial was not a setback, it was a setup. And this is purpose under pressure. When you're facing personal adversity, you are dealing with purpose under pressure. And then the cross is where adversity becomes the place of your greatest victory. I said the cross and the adversity of hanging out on that cross became the place of Jesus' greatest victory. Well, when you looked at the cross, from the natural point of view, it looked like defeat. It looked like shame. It looked like weakness. It actually looked like failure. But that was from the natural perspective. But in the spirit, Jesus saw triumph. He saw his obedience. He saw redemption for us and victory. Jesus turned the worst instrument of torture into the greatest symbol of triumph. So the cross teaches us a lot. The cross teaches us, and the day and the season of adversity, God hides victory inside what looks or appears like defeat. Heaven knew better. When the day of adversity becomes your greatest victory, the reality is that everyone has a day and even a season of adversity. There are some days that you never prayed for, days that you never scheduled, days you never imagined would come. The day of adversity is the day when the phone rings with news that you didn't want or expect, or the doctor says what you feared, the child you raised walks away, the finances collapse, the betrayal hits, the storm breaks, the bottom falls out. It's the day when life hits you so hard that you wonder if you will ever breathe again. But I want you to hear this on today. Hear me when I say this. The day of adversity is not the day God abandons you. The day of adversity, it is the day that God reveals what he put in you. By the time the day of adversity arrives, God has already put in you a way to survive through that day or that season of personal adversity. This is why Job could say, "The thing I feared the most has come upon me." But what Job did not know was this. The thing he feared would become the stage for God to do something that Job never seen. The hidden truth that I want to get across to you on today is that adversity does not create you. Adversity reveals you. Adversity is a mirror. It's a spiritual mirror, and it shows you your faith, the level of your faith, the amount of your faith, the strength of your faith. It shows you your foundation, your endurance, even your spiritual maturity. And most of all, it shows us our trust in God. Anybody can shout on the mountain. Anybody can praise him in the sunshine. Anybody can actually testify when everything is working. But the day of adversity reveals who you really are. It reveals what you really believe and who you really belong to. Adversity is not sent to destroy us. Adversity comes to expose the greatness God has planted inside of us. This is why Proverbs said, if you faint in the day of adversity, it lets us know, it reveals that your strength is small. Not because God wants to shame us, but because God wants to show us his strength, he is about to increase in us. So there's a pattern. God always hides victory inside of adversity. Every major victory in Scripture was wrapped in adversity. Moses at the Red Sea became the stage for deliverance. David facing Goliath, he became the doorway to kingship. Daniel in the lion's den became the platform for promotion. And the cross that I'm talking about today, it became the pathway to resurrection. There would have been no resurrection without a pathway. And it was the pathway of Jesus going through his day and his season of personal adversity. Every victory was born in adversity. Every breakthrough was wrapped in trouble. Every triumph was hidden in a trial. Because God hides his greatest victories in the places the enemy think that you will die. I said God hides his greatest victories in the places the enemy thinks you will die. And so the reversal is God uses adversity to push you into destiny. Adversity is not the enemy. Adversity is the midwife of your destiny. It pushes you. It stretches you. It forces you to grow. It drives you to prayer. It awakens your anointing. It activates your authority. It sharpens your discernment, and it deepens your dependence on God. All of that come through personal adversity. Adversity becomes a transportation system God uses to move you into personal purpose. The enemy, he plans adversity, but God repurposed adversity. The enemy designed adversity to break you, but God repurposed it and redesigned it to bless you. Your adversity is not your enemy. Your adversity is your escort into your personal destiny. So the revelation, once again, God does his best work on your worst day. I said God does his best work on your worst day. And the revelation goes, God does his best work on your worst day. I want you to know, when life falls apart, that's when God steps in. Because the day of adversity is not the day God abandons us. It's the day that God reveals himself to us. You're going to face a moment when your strength runs out. You're going to face a moment when your friends disappear, when resources dry up, when prayer is filled unanswered, when the enemy attacks from every side, including the inside. But the revelation of Scripture is this: God does his best work on your worst day. And so the worst chapter is often the doorway to your greatest revelation. This is the heartbeat of divine adversity. The day of adversity is a day that God steps in. It's when the enemy steps forward and God steps in and faces the enemy for you. When the enemy raises his voice, God speaks up. When the enemy shows his hand, God shows out. When the enemy tries to bury us, God reveals himself. When the enemy of your soul tries to suffocate your atmosphere, God shifts the atmosphere for you. And when the enemy tries to write your ending, God rewrites the whole story. This is God's intervention power. It's called adversity. When adversity comes, adversity is not something that is negative. It feels negative. But I want you to know, God is ready to intervene during the time of your adversity. Well, we have a man in the Bible by the name of Job. And the Job revelation, in one chapter of loss, one season of restoration, we see where Job, he lost his wealth, he lost his health, he lost his children, he lost his reputation, he lost his support system, and he lost it in one chapter. But God restored Job's wealth, his influence, his joy, his family, his future, and he restored it in one season. God knows how to take one chapter and give it all back to you. And sometimes God will give it to you and give you double for your trouble during that season. Because the enemy brought adversity, God brought double. The enemy, he can bring loss. God brings legacy. The enemy can bring pain, but God can bring power. Job's story, it teaches us a lot. It teaches us that the enemy can start the chapter, but God will finish the book. This is double portion faith. The divine reversal. God does his best work in the dark. God does not wait for perfect conditions. God works in the midnight hour. He works in your personal lion's den. He works in your personal fiery furnace. He works in your personal stormy sea, your personal empty tomb, your personal broken heart. He does those in impossible situations, because darkness is God's workshop. I said darkness is God's workshop. Creation actually began in darkness. Deliverance often begins in darkness. Resurrection began in darkness. And your darkest day is often the day that God is doing his deepest work. I said your darkest day is often the day that God is doing his deepest work. The day of adversity is the doorway to the day of your victory. Adversity is not a wall. Adversity is a doorway. Adversity is not a tomb. It's a transition into your destiny. Adversity is not a punishment. It's a platform. Adversity actually is not the end. It is the hinge God swings open to bring you over into your victory. Listen, the day of adversity is a doorway to your victory. What do you do on your worst day? When the adversary hits, the Bible tells us to stand still and God steps in. What do you do on your worst day? You listen closely because God is going to be speaking up. You lift up your eyes because God is getting ready to show out. You have to open up your spirit. God reveals himself. You have to shift your praise. God shifts the atmosphere. You have to hold your peace. God overturns the enemy. If you hold your peace and let God fight your battles, and then you have to stay faithful because God is in the process of rewriting your story. Your job is to trust God because God's job is to triumph. Lord, I give you my worst day. God will step in. God will speak up. And God will show out. So God will reveal himself to us during our time of adversity. He will shift the atmosphere. He will overturn the enemy. He will lead you from adversity to victory. And you will receive your double portion. You will receive your restoration. You shall receive victory in Jesus' name. Because the day of adversity is a day that God steps in, God speaks up, God shows out, God reveals himself, God shifts the atmosphere, and God overturns the enemy, and God rewrites the last chapter. Job, as Jesus, had to face a place in his chapter of adversity. God restored everything at the end of that chapter. God bless you on today. I just wanted to share this with you. I want to whet your appetite. Listen, this is just something to whet your appetite until I can get you this entire word that God has allowed me to understand. And as I wait and pray before God, God is going to show you that your adversary is where your victory begins. The day of adversity is a doorway to the day of victory. And I thank God for each one of you on today. I pray that you got something out of this word and that you will come to service on this Sunday, First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road. I said, come. I didn't say look in. I said, come to the service on this Sunday. It's always better in the house. God bless you on today.